welcome to the 10-Minute MBA. I'm your host, Scott D. Clary. On the 10-Minute MBA, I give you tools, tactics, strategies, and insights that you can use to start, scale, grow, and 10x your business. Let's get into it. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back. Hopefully, you're all doing wonderful. Today, I'm going to be teaching you the basics of creating a winning sales funnel for your business. Basically, what is a sales funnel? Why is it so important? And what do you do to build one? What are the tools? What are the strategies? What are some examples of great sales funnels that you can learn from? So even if you have heard of a sales funnel before, I really think you should stick around because I'm going to go in depth into the strategies that I know work, as well as some examples of strategies with companies that are much bigger than mine, that are absolutely killing it, that will maybe get the creative juices flowing in terms of how you can optimize and build a better sales funnel. Now, before we jump in, please share this podcast with somebody who'd find it useful. Building a business is tough. It doesn't have to be. Let's go right into it. So if you're selling a product, you're selling a service, courses, membership, or anything else online, you need a sales funnel. Now, this attracts, engages, and converts your ideal customer. A sales funnel is a journey that your prospects go through from becoming aware of your brand to making a purchase decision. And it's not enough to just have a website or a social media presence. You need a strategic process that guides your prospects through each stage of the funnel and delivers value at every single step. So let's get into it. The first stage of a sales funnel is awareness. This is where you get people to know who you are, what you do, and why they should care. You need to create content that educates, entertains, and inspires your target audience. This is called the top of the funnel. So this is where you're distributing content on platforms where your audience hangs out. It could be YouTube, it could be Instagram, TikTok, LinkedIn, any other channel. Most people are actually already doing this. If they're building a business, they understand that they have to draw attention to their business. And you need to optimize that content for search engines and social media algorithms so that it reaches more people organically. And then you can amplify the content with paid ads, influencer marketing, email marketing, whatever other tactic works for your niche and your budget. The goal of the awareness stage is to generate traffic to your website or landing page where you can capture leads. A lead is someone who has shown interest in your offer by giving you their contact information, such as their name, their email address, and then you capture leads, usually at the top of the funnel, by offering something valuable for free in exchange for their information. This is what's referred to as a lead magnet. Now, a lead magnet, you've opted into them, you've gotten them before, you've received them before. It could be anything from a PDF guide to a video series to a webinar to a quiz to a checklist, anything else that helps somebody solve a specific problem or provides a specific benefit for your audience. The key is to make sure that your lead magnet is relevant to your offer and aligned with your audience's needs and desires. Now, the second stage of the sales funnel, so they've already discovered you, they've already opted in, you're capturing their info. Now you have to move to the second stage of the funnel, which is called the consideration stage. This is where you nurture your leads and you build trust and authority with them. You need to provide more value and more information that helps them understand your offer and how it can solve their problems or fulfill their desires. You need to communicate with them regularly through email marketing, SMS marketing, messengers on websites, any other channel that allows you to personalize and segment your messages based on their behavior and their preferences. You need to use storytelling, social proof, testimonials, case studies, other techniques to show them the benefits and results of your offer and how it helped other people move from A to B or A to Z. Doesn't matter. You need them to overcome their objections and answer their questions that might prevent them from buying with just the nurturing of the content and the information you're putting out. And by the way, this is not just, I want to clear up one thing. This could be for a B2C product, a B2B product, a B2B2C product, a D2C product. It doesn't matter what you're selling to anyone. There are psychological principles behind why people buy. Last time I checked, and I'm sure it's actually increased, it took 7 touch points 7 bits of information across social, email, website, you name it, between a customer and a company or a brand before the customer felt good enough and trusted the brand enough to buy the product. That is average. And I think it's actually increased since then. So you have to understand that most of the customers that you sell to are going to buy without actually talking to somebody from the business, or they're going to do 80%+ of their research before talking to somebody from the business. This means that you have to nurture them, because if they just find you on social and then you expect them to buy your product, they're not going to, because you haven't nurtured them and you haven't built trust and confidence with them, right? So the goal of the consideration stage is to move your leads closer to the buying decision by creating desire, urgency, information, FAQ about your offer. And you do this by creating then scarcity and exclusivity compounded with all the information and the nurturing you're giving them. So this will increase what's called the sales velocity, the time it takes from somebody who discovers your brand all the way through to when they actually make that purchasing decision. Now, how do you actually increase that sales velocity? It does depend on what you're selling and to who, but you can do limited time discounts, bonuses, or spots available. You can also create more contrast between the before and after scenarios, showing them how much better their life will be after they buy from you versus how much worse it will be if they don't. You can also do this by creating a clear call to action that tells them exactly what they need to do to get to the next stage of your offer and actually access it. Candidly, there's like a billion things you could do, but just this is like a quick high level understanding. And I will do an individual segment on every single step of the sales funnel, as well as all the different things you can do to help somebody convert easier and more effectively and quicker. Now, the third and final stage of the sales funnel is conversion. This is where you turn your leads into customers by making it easy and irresistible for them to buy from you. You need to have a landing page or a checkout page that's optimized for conversions, meaning that it has clear headline, compelling copy, an attractive design, a secure payment system, a smooth user experience. You need to have a follow-up system that confirms their purchase, delivers their product or service, thanks them for their business. And then you need to have an upsell or a cross-sell. This is just good business that offers them additional products or services that complement or enhance their original purchase. See, the goal of the conversion stage is to maximize your revenue and your profit by increasing what's called the average order value, which is the amount of money the customer spends when they buy something from you, as well as the customer lifetime value, how much the customer spends over the lifetime of their engagement with you. Average order value is usually related to a one-time purchase, whereas customer lifetime value is related to all the purchases they make over the lifespan of their relationship with you. And you can, of course, want to optimize for increasing both, but you can do this by offering bundles or packages or subscriptions, upsells, cross-sells that basically increase the amount of money they spend with you per transaction. And again, over the lifetime, right? You can also offer loyalty programs, referral programs, affiliate programs, incentivize them to buy from you again or recommend you to others. Those are the basics: how to create a winning sales funnel for your online business. Awareness, consideration, conversion. You might be wondering, how do I know if my sales funnel is working? How do I measure and improve its performance? Well, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked. The answer is, you need to track and analyze your sales funnel metrics. These are the numbers that tell you how well your sales funnel is attracting, engaging, and converting your prospects into customers. Some of the most important sales funnel metrics are traffic. This is the number of people who visit your website or landing page from different sources, such as organic reach, social media, paid ads, referrals. Conversion rate. This is the percentage of people who take a desired action on your website or landing page, such as signing up for a lead magnet, registering for your webinar, buying your product or service. Cost per acquisition. This is the amount of money you spend to acquire a new customer, such as the cost of your ads, your influencer fees, your affiliate commissions. Obviously, your cost per acquisition, if possible, has to be lower than your average order value, right? If you're spending more than you make per customer, you're going to have to make it up somewhere else. And there are ways to do that, but ultimately, you should optimize for, is my customer acquisition cost or cost per acquisition lower than my average order value? And then the average order value, another metric you have to track, this is the amount of money a customer spends with you per transaction. So this could be the price of your product or service plus any upsells or cross-sells that they buy. And then lastly, I mentioned this before, customer lifetime value. This is the amount of money a customer spends with you over their entire relationship with you, such as the total revenue they generate minus the total cost to acquire and retain them. So when you track and analyze these metrics, you identify the strengths and weaknesses of your sales funnel. And again, you optimize it accordingly. You can test different elements of your sales funnel, your headlines, your copy, your images, your lead magnet, your offers, your prices. You can test everything. A-B test the shit out of it, right? You see what works best for your audience and your business. You can also compare different segments of your audience, such as their demographics, their interests, their behaviors, their sources, where they came from. See what resonates most with these different groups. And then you can scale up and down your marketing efforts based on the return on investment of your sales funnel. Now, let's talk about some interesting examples of sales funnels from companies that are doing it in a big way. So Netflix, y'all know Netflix. Netflix is a video streaming service. They offer 30-day free trials to attract and engage their prospects. They use simple and clear. They use a simple and clear homepage that explains their offer, shows their popular content, and they also use email marketing and retargeting ads to remind prospects to sign up before the trial ends. This creates urgency and scarcity by showing how much time is left for the trial and how many titles are available. They can also make it easy to cancel any time, and they offer different plans to suit different budgets and preferences. Now, Netflix uses a two-step funnel that first invites visitors to sign up for a 30-day free trial to their video streaming. And then outside of using a simple and clear landing page that shows their offer, they also require visitors to enter their email credit card information to access the trial, meaning they can follow up with them and charge them automatically if they don't cancel. The second company that I want to highlight is Enecta. Now, Enecta, they use a schedule a demo funnel that generates leads and moves the customer from basically top of funnel all the way through to the decision stage. So they use a landing page that showcases all of their features and benefits and testimonials for their cloud-based software solutions for a variety of industries. They also use a pop-up form that asks for the visitor's name and email and phone and industry, and then they follow up with an email that confirms a demo request and provides more information about their software. And by the way, if you go to any major website and you sign up for their product or service, you're part of a funnel. Like there's no ifs, ands, or buts. This is not like a unique tool. This is just, you do it. Every business has to do it to some degree. These are just examples of companies basically actioning some of the things I just spoke about. Another example, CoSchedule. So CoSchedule uses a, quote, free tool funnel. It captures leads. It nurtures them with email marketing. They offer a free tool, a free headline analyzer tool that helps visitors write better headlines for their blog posts or their emails or their social media. This is the value that they're giving them to capture that email, right? To capture that information so they can nurture them, move them farther down the funnel. They ask for the visitor's name and email to access this actual tool. And then they send them a series of emails that provide more tips, resources, and offers related to headline writing and content marketing. So these are very, very basic. And there's more pieces, by the way, to each one of these funnels. I just want you to understand how people can structure what we just spoke about. If you're looking for tools to help you with funnels, there's a lot. I mean, probably the most popular one is ClickFunnels. A lot of people use that for drag and drop. But you can build a funnel into any website, WordPress, Squarespace, doesn't matter. You can build a funnel anywhere. Some other tools, Funnelytics. Funnelytics is a tool that allows you to map and track and analyze your funnel. You can create visual diagrams of your funnel. You track the performance of each stage and optimize your conversions. And you can also use some of their built-in templates and examples to get inspiration and best practices for your funnels. Katra is an all-in-one platform that lets you build sales funnels and landing pages. It lets you send email campaigns, create membership sites, sell products. It also has a built-in funnel simulator that allows you to map out your funnel and run what-if scenarios to know where you should focus your attention. True North, another tool that helps you model and optimize your funnel. You can set your goals, input your data, run simulations, get insights on how to improve your funnel performance. You can also compare different strategies and scenarios, see which one works best for your business. Marketplan.io, That's a tool that helps you plan, execute, optimize your marketing campaigns. You can create funnel maps, landing pages, ads, emails. You can also track and analyze results in real time. It has some team collaboration components built in. And then lastly, Lucidchart. Lucidchart's a great tool. It helps you create diagrams, flowcharts, mind maps. You can use it to visualize your funnels, brainstorm ideas, document processes, and then, of course, communicate with your team. So that's it for today. I really do hope you learned something valuable and actionable about how to create a winning sales funnel for your online business. Again, a sales funnel is the lifeblood of your business. It's not a should I, it's I need it now, and I got to figure out how to do it. So please, please, please start to understand the concept of sales funnels. Go down that rabbit hole, because this will allow you to actually find, nurture, and close all your customers. And again, customers are what make your business, so you better figure it out as soon as possible. That's it for today. I hope you enjoyed. I hope you got some value out of that. Make sure you come back tomorrow for another business lesson on the 10-Minute MBA.